Among the mysteries of human life, I think the one we struggle with the most is most likely the mystery of the ascension. Why? Well, I think it's because it's so difficult for us to understand. What is the ascension about anyway? Well, historically, it was an event within the life of Jesus and the early church. But if we stop and think about it, we realize that it's more than a historical event. It's an insight that helps us to understand the relationship between life and death, love and loss, and presence and absence. Think about it. For most of the world during the time of Christ, the person Jesus was an unknown entity. In fact, he preached and ministered to a very small group of people in a little-known country in a faraway land. And so as objective matter, someone tangible, someone we can see and touch, the person Jesus is irrelevant to our lives today. In other words, the human Jesus of history would have most likely been forgotten. And so even though the person Jesus was present for a few people in the first century, the ascended Jesus is present within each one of us in all time, in every place. In the ascension, we also have a paradox. A paradox at the center to human life. In other words, that point in our life where we give our presence more fully by going away. In other words, by leaving a relationship. Sometimes we humans need to physically leave a relationship to allow ourselves or another person to grow. Is this difficult? Of course. But God calls each one of us to growth. And growth or development of any kind always entails pain. Now, we don't have to be with someone 24/7 for them to know that we love them. We can love them from afar and be with them in spirit. And sometimes our physical presence, for whatever reason, is a detriment to the growth of another person. Our physical presence can suffocate and frustrate them. When Jesus was preparing to leave this earth, he kept on saying to the disciples, "You know, it's best that I go away. You'll be sad, but your sadness will turn to joy. For if I don't go away, I can never send my spirit. Don't be possessed if he says. Don't cling to me. I need to go away." Only parent with grown children has heard similar words from the kids. When young people leave home, they're in fact saying, "It's better that I go away. For if I stay, I will never learn about life. I will never grow and develop, never realize my own capabilities. Yes, it'll be sad that I'm gone, but after a while, you will understand and be happy for me. Your sadness will turn to joy. I need to go so our love can mature and develop. Yes, the pain of letting go is often excruciating, but to hang on, to try to control, is to suffocate life. The very same thing is true for the mystery of death. When I was 15 years old, I lost my mom. She was 47 years old and left 6 kids, the youngest of whom was 4 and had Down syndrome. Yes, it was hard at first, and I had to grow up fast. But the experience made me stronger and more capable. I grew in ways I would never had if she was still around. When my mother wanted to protect her kids from anything that would do them harm. And looking back now, I can admit she was overprotective. Do I still feel her presence? Of course. After 49 years, my mother's spirit is still with me. I can still hear her voice in my heart of hearts. She is with me in everything I say and everything I do. And I'm a better person because she left when I did. Like anyone who has lost someone, life has changed and not ended. Our loved ones can love us and give us their blessing. And they can do this in a way they could never could when they were here. And so they're going, they're leaving, creates a deeper and purer presence. For love and intimacy is a paradox. To remain present to someone means that we sometimes need to be absent. We can love someone more fully if we're absent from their lives. And yes, death or physical absence washes us clean and releases our spirit in a way which is unique. In a way which is irreplaceable. Yes, human separation hurts, and farewell brings us tears. Death or termination of any sort can break the human heart. But this is part and parcel of the mystery of love. For all of us reach a point in our lives where we need to say, goodbye, when we need to go away so we can give our spirit. And this special gift can only be given when we ascend. In other words, when we go away. And Jesus said, I'm going away, we'll come back to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me. But you will see me because I live, and you shall live.